Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, later in the hour, Ruben Frank gets in trouble, Al, with his Eagles Mount Rushmore. Oh, people are not going to like that. But on the line with us, Al, we've been dying to talk to this guy. In my eyes, he is the most brilliant analyst of the NBA, former GM of the Philadelphia 76ers. It's been hard to get him because he's extremely busy now in this role.
Yes, he's the senior partner, head of sports and entertainment at Modern Executive Solutions.
The great Billy King's out of line. Hi, Billy.
Good morning, Angie. Your eyes must be failing you if I'm the best analyst.
No, you are the best, but you've heard the others on this show, Billy. It's all relative, as they say.
That's true.
Billy, let me start with this. We are all bracing ourselves when the final announcement is made on Harden's re-signing with the Sixers. What can you tell us about it? And normally, what do you know about these backdoor kind of deals, the way they put this together?
Well, I mean, his deal, I mean, they had to agree to a number because you had to know what you were going to pay being able to play Tucker. So they know what the number he's going to get. And it'll be less than the max, but it'll probably be for, I want to say, 2 years. But actually, 3 years, and the third year probably be non-guaranteed. There may be some triggers that'll make it guaranteed. But they have to re-sign him at this point. I mean, because you give him to get him, you've got to keep him in. Adding the veterans, they do that. It gives them the best chance to win.
Billy, do you think when that number comes out, even without the third guaranteed year, it will be approaching, if not exceeding, $100 million?
Yes.
You watch these games, Billy. Is that a $100 million player?
Well, I mean, it's all relative in the NBA because there's some guys making $15 million, $20 million that you say he's not a $20 million player. It's just the way the cap is and that's just the rules. I mean, if you look back, you know, compared to what guys make now, you say these guys are overpaid, but that's the market that the guys are getting.
All right. So just tell me, we haven't talked to you since the draft. Is DeAnthony Melton, is he the missing piece? Will he lead them to a championship?
Well, no, he's going to be a piece. It's going to come down to the veteran guys. I mean, where they are, when you're a playoff team like they are and you know, you've gone to the second round, you need to add veteran guys that when they get playoff time, they know how to play. And that's what you add. P.J. Tucker, you need veteran guys. And P.J.'s won and Milwaukee won a championship. He won in Miami. He is older. But those guys know what it takes in the playoffs to win. And on the regular season, they maybe got games they'll take off because of age. But you're building for the playoffs.
Billy, the GMs have less power now than they did when you were here?
A little bit, but the rules make it where you've got to do things that you really don't want to do, but it's the rules, and so you got to follow. The NBA has such tricky cap rules, so in doing keeping guys, I always felt that when a guy signs a big contract, it should go in reverse order. Pay them a lot of money when they're younger, and it goes down. But the way the rules are with the caps, you got to start low and go up. So guys end up with, like, you end up with the Russell Westbrook contracts or the John Wall contracts where they're making $47 million and they're not worth it at that point.
All right, but here's what I'm trying to understand, because I'm looking at all these moves, and it sounds like Harden has something to do with it. He loved playing with Tucker. Embiid went on record he wanted Tucker. And I'm looking at all these guys. I'm thinking, I don't remember Allen Iverson when you were the GM here was telling you who to bring in and who wasn't, who wasn't supposed to bring in. And I'm just wondering if it's different now.
Well, the players now do have a lot of influence. And, you know, players didn't do a lot of recruiting back in the day. They just, you know, played. Like, you know, Michael wasn't out recruiting guys with Charles. They played. Nowadays, the players are very close. And they do it. It started with LeBron when he went to Miami with Wade and Bosch. And so guys are recruiting each other, and a lot of it starts when they're on the USA Basketball plan. They become friends. That's how Kyrie and Durant end up together. But it is different. But, yeah, I did it. I used to talk to players. Allen never once said, give me this guy or that guy, because he always believed he was the best, so no matter who he played with, he was going to win.
See, I like when they look at it that way. I'm just looking at the situation right now, and I'm saying to myself, it sounds like the players have some say here. And so if you go against them, Billy, if you don't do what Kevin Durant wants or LeBron James wants, you're going to face their wrath as the GM? Is it gotten to that point where they'll be tough on you or ask out themselves because you didn't do what they wanted?
At some point they will, but sometimes you just got to make the decision what's best for the team. And you know, there was one time I remember we ended up cutting Vernon Maxwell, and Allen had become close with Vernon. He was upset. And we signed Kevin Ollie, and he was upset because Kevin Ollie was a rival, played at Connecticut when he played at Georgetown. And then we went on the West Coast, and Kevin played well, won some games. And Allen, I remember him calling me and said, that was a good move. I was wrong.
It took one game, Billy.
Then he realized.
All right, Billy, here's my concern about Daryl Morey. Doesn't it seem like the only people he's bringing on the team is people he had in Houston? Doesn't he do scouting? Doesn't he look at other players on other organizations?
I think he does, but I think he likes to go, and a lot of GMs, they'll go with the guys that they know, comfortable. When you're signing a free agent, sometimes you get a guy and you realize, oh, I didn't realize he had all these quirks. But when you have a guy that you've had before and he may have an ingredient that you need for that team, you tend to go to your comfort zone sometimes. But I think Daryl is doing that. To get a P.J. Tucker, what was left, out there and with his experience and his toughness, I think it was a good move. I mean, the age worries me, but they're at a point they're trying to win now.
Right now, the Nets appear to be holding a fire sale. Kevin Durant is available. Kyrie Irving is extremely available. How much interest would you have in either or both of those, Billy?
I would have interest in one, the taller one.
Durant. All right. So you would not want to go near Kyrie.
I just couldn't trust him just for the fact that, he hasn't been consistent and done it for over the last couple of years. So, he says all the right things, but when the season starts, he's very talented, but I think you just couldn't trust him. And when you're talking the commitment you'd have to make, I wouldn't want to do it.
Best guess on where Durant ends up, Billy?
I think it'll be either Phoenix or Miami.
Those are the ones he asked for, right?
Yeah, I mean, I just think that those will be the teams that'll go to work the hardest. And when, even though he has 4 years guaranteed, it's going to be difficult, because for somebody else to put a deal together. But I think Brooklyn's going to play hardball and wait and try to get the best deal. But I know Pat Riley and Andy Ellenberg, their GM, they're going to do everything they can in their power to get it done. And usually they come out on top.
One more, Billy. Brett Brown is back as an assistant with the San Antonio Spurs. Will he ever again be a head coach?
Yes.
What? Wow. Yes? I was not prepared for that answer. Please explain, Billy.
I mean, because one, he's had his experience, and the guys tend to go to San Antonio. They get cleansed, working for Pop, and then somebody will end up hiring him again. But I think his experience, and I think getting back with Pop will help him, but I do think he'll be back as the head coach of the league.
Yeah, the next team that needs to tank 4 seasons.
Oh my God.
Billy Keg, we miss you. We love you. You are a storehouse of information. Billy, always great. Thank you, my friend.
All right, take care.
Billy Keg.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.